Good News Clips, Session 15, Crossword Solutions. As we made our first pass through the replacement therapy chart, we pointed out vertical, horizontal, and even diagonal flows similar to a crossword puzzle. Now let's discuss some other ways you can use it on a daily basis. Take Bible study, for example. You can use your RT chart as a sort of game board, picking out keywords that apply to Bible lessons and writing in some of your own. This might become a helpful memory aid when confronting life's challenges. The applicable keywords can then bring back a wealth of God's instructions. For example, Genesis 3 gives account of Satan's tactics in the Garden of Eden. Straight away, we can pick up on his lying pride, as found in the top left corner. And as we scan down the left column with his other related attributes, we might focus on doubt and identity theft at the bottom, which certainly flow right back to the top. We can then use this memory aid when we are feeling doubtful and disconnected from our Creator. We can also use the RT chart to tease out subtle nuances from key words. Take anger or anger management. We could think of them in terms of vanity management. Rather than becoming frustrated and mad because we aren't getting our way or things aren't happening fast enough for us, we can think of treating others the way we like to be treated, with patience and tolerance. Again, please consider keeping a copy of the RT chart with you to help develop instant, reflexive, God-like responses to everyday situations. And we'll close this session with a most important concept, that of preparing by pre-praying ahead of time. While the RT chart may provide some help, there is no replacement to stirring up God's Holy Spirit within you and rehearsing your future conduct with His guidance. After all, isn't He the best guidance counselor we could ever have? God bless.